With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk football. We're on to Patriots.
Let's go!
On WAAF.
And we do it every Monday. This week we're talking to Mr. Matthew Slater. Matthew, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Watching the game yesterday, and I know Coach mentioned this too. It seemed like there were way more Patriots fans down there in D.C. than there were Redskins fans. That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty awesome. I think there have been very few times that I can ever remember an atmosphere like that when we're playing an away game. Closest thing that comes to mind is playing against San Diego in 2014. But it felt like, you know, almost a neutral site, if not a home game yesterday. And we really appreciated our fans traveling and getting behind us yesterday.
Well, what are some of, in your experience, what are some of the more rambunctious, loudest places to play outside from Gillette Stadium?
Well, I certainly think Kansas City is one of those stadiums that comes to mind. Seattle is another one that comes to mind. Huh. New Orleans is definitely a place that comes to mind where they just get very, very loud, and they're loud for the duration of the game, regardless of how the game's going. So those teams have some great fan bases, and you know, it's fun to play in those atmospheres.
You say it's fun, but some people really don't like it. I mean, how would that affect the other team? I can't really grasp that concept, because I just imagine, you know, the pro athletes, football players, are so focused in on their training.
Well, certainly, I think when it comes to communication at times, it makes it difficult for the opponent and visiting team to communicate and get on the same page. I think snap count can become an issue if it's loud enough. And certainly that can break your focus at times. But I think on the flip side of that, that energy can be contagious even for the visiting team. And I know that oftentimes we fed off that energy ourselves. But, I mean, those environments are so unique. And I think as a professional, you got to try to enjoy the adversity and embrace the challenge and see what you can do.
And yesterday it seemed to me, just watching the game, like there were an inordinate amount of flags, especially in the first half. There were just flags going anywhere.
Yes, sir. There were a lot of flags thrown in that first half. That first half felt like it took forever. So
we were
trying to stay in the game, stay in the rhythm of the game, but there were a lot of penalties yesterday. Definitely some that we can clean up. You know, we just have to play smarter at times, and hopefully we can avoid having games like that in the future.
And then, the offense, it seemed like the offense was struggled in that first half, but they came back in that second half so strong. And what were some of the adjustments that you particularly noticed for that second half?
Well, certainly that's why you play 60 minutes. Sometimes it takes a while to get in the rhythm. Sometimes it takes a little while to tire out the defense. And I think we certainly stuck to the things that we wanted to do. It was great to see us run the ball the way that we did in the second half, really be physical up front and get some downhill runs going. And I think, you know, that's been our bread and butter over the last year and a half. And I think, you know, running the football really opens up a lot of things for us. So hopefully we can continue to do that.
So you got a short week this week, and Thursday it's the Giants. Actually, if they got rid of the Thursday night games, would that bother you?
Not one bit. I think, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about this at the player union. You talk about player safety and health, and I don't see Thursday night games fitting under that umbrella when we talk about doing what's best for the safety and health of our players. You know, I know the fans enjoy the Thursday night product, and it's been a successful one, but when you talk about playing a game on Sunday the way you feel physically on Monday and trying to recover to be able to turn around and do it again on Thursday, it just doesn't fit under the player safety and health umbrella, in my opinion.
Wow. I know you don't like to speak for anyone else, but is that a prevailing attitude with the players?
I would say I'm not alone in the way that I feel. But you know, everyone's different. And, you know, it is what it is. So we need to make sure we do what we can to get ourselves recovered and ready to go for Thursday.
Now, you got the Giants Thursday. They got the rookie quarterback, Daniel Jones. What are your observations on him? Have you gotten to watch him a little bit?
He's doing some really good things. Certainly has brought some life and some energy and enthusiasm, you know, as a youngster. And I think he's tried to learn as much as he can from a great mentor there in Eli. And, you know, he's doing a lot of good things, making some good things happen for their football team. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, trying to prepare for him throughout the week.
And, well, good luck on Thursday. And finally, I just want to ask, were you at the Daron Harmon karaoke event?
I didn't make it out to the
I was karaoke. Looking at some footage. I was like, I wonder if Matthew Slater's there. Have you ever gone up for there when the other players were doing it? Like,
I never got up and seen, but I've attended a couple of those events. They've always been fun.
What would your do you have a go to karaoke song if you do participate in karaoke?
I don't know that I do. I'm gonna have to go to the archives and see what I can come up with.
Oh, very good answer. All right, Matthew Slater, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck on Thursday against the Giants.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.